emergency stopping procedures. Emergency stopping procedures are critical for drivers to know and practice in situations where they need to stop their vehicle quickly and safely due to unforeseen circumstances or emergencies. Here are the steps for emergency stopping. 1. Stay calm and alert. Maintain composure and stay focused on the road and surroundings. Keep an eye out for any potential hazards. 2. Activate hazard lights. Quickly turn on your hazard lights to alert other drivers that there is an emergency situation. 3. Check mirrors and signal intentions. Use your mirrors to check the surrounding traffic and signal your intention to pull over or stop abruptly. 4. Brake firmly and smoothly. Apply steady and firm pressure to the brake pedal. Avoid slamming on the brakes as this can cause skidding or loss of control. If equipped, use ABS, anti-lock braking system, brakes properly by maintaining steady pressure on the pedal. 5. Downshift gears, manual transmission. If you are driving a manual transmission vehicle, consider downshifting gears as you slow down. This can help in controlling the speed and preventing abrupt stops. 6. Steer safely. Keep both hands on the steering wheel and steer smoothly and gradually toward the side of the road or a safe stopping area. 7. Communicate intentions. If necessary and safe, use audible signals such as a horn to alert pedestrians or other drivers of your situation. 8. Bring the vehicle to a complete stop. As safely and quickly as possible, bring the vehicle to a complete stop. Use the parking brake if needed once the vehicle is stopped. 9. Assess the situation. Once stopped, assess the emergency situation. Check for any immediate dangers or necessary actions, such as calling emergency services. 10. Exit the vehicle safely if needed. If the situation requires exiting the vehicle due to safety concerns, example, fire, smoke, or other hazards, do so cautiously, moving away from traffic. It's important to practice these emergency stopping procedures in a safe and controlled environment to familiarize yourself with the actions needed to stop the vehicle safely in unexpected or urgent situations. Additionally, staying attentive on the road and anticipating potential hazards can help prevent the need for emergency stops. What to do in case of mechanical breakdowns and vehicle defects while en route? Encountering a mechanical breakdown or vehicle defect while en route can be stressful, but handling the situation calmly and methodically can help ensure safety and prompt resolution. Here's what to do in case of such an event. 1. Safety first. If possible, move your vehicle to a safe location away from traffic. Use hazard lights or flares to alert other drivers. To assess the situation, try to identify the problem. If it's a flat tire, engine trouble, overheating, or any other issue, try to diagnose it if you have the knowledge and tools. 3. Communicate your situation. Use your phone or emergency roadside assistance, if available, to notify someone about your location and the nature of the problem. Share this information with a friend, family member, or the relevant authorities. 4. Stay inside the vehicle, if safe. If you're on a busy road and it's unsafe to exit the vehicle, stay inside with your seatbelt fastened. Wait for professional help or roadside assistance. 5. Exit the vehicle, if necessary. If it's safer to exit the vehicle, example, if you're off the road or in a less traveled area, do so cautiously away from traffic. Use reflective triangles or markers to increase visibility if available. 6. Attempt basic fixes if capable and safe. If you have the necessary tools and knowledge, attempt minor repairs or fixes like changing a flat tire or adding coolant. Be cautious and only attempt repairs you're comfortable with and that won't endanger you or others. 7. Contact roadside assistance or towing services. If you have access to roadside assistance through your insurance or a service provider, contact them for help. Alternatively, call a towing service if needed. 8. Wait in a safe place. While waiting for help to arrive, remain in a safe area away from traffic. Stay alert and watch for any signs of assistance or emergency responders. 9. Consider professional help. If you're unable to resolve the issue or determine the problem, it might be necessary to seek professional help from a mechanic or technician. 10. Document the incident. Keep a record of what happened, including the time, location, nature of the problem, and any actions you took. This documentation can be useful for insurance claims or future reference. Remaining calm, assessing the situation, and seeking appropriate assistance are crucial when facing a mechanical breakdown or vehicle defect while en route. Prioritizing safety and taking necessary steps to address the issue can help ensure a smoother resolution. How to manage medical emergencies. Managing a medical emergency requires quick thinking, calmness, and taking appropriate actions to ensure the safety and well-being of the affected individual. Here are steps to manage a medical emergency. 1. Assess the situation. Stay calm and assess the situation. Check the person's responsiveness by asking questions or gently shaking their shoulders. 2. Call for help. If the situation is serious or if you're uncertain about what to do, call emergency services immediately or ask someone nearby to call for help. Provide clear and concise information about the situation, the person's condition, and the location. 3. Ensure safety. Ensure the safety of the affected individual and yourself. If there are immediate dangers, such as a car accident or an unsafe environment, move the person to a safer location if it can be done safely. 4. Check airway, breathing, and circulation. Assess the person's airway to ensure it's clear and unobstructed. Check for breathing and look for chest movements. If breathing is absent or irregular, initiate CPR, cardiopulmonary resuscitation, if trained to do so. Control bleeding if present. If there's severe bleeding, apply direct pressure to the wound using a clean cloth or bandage. Elevate the affected limb if possible and continue applying pressure until help arrives. 6. Address specific conditions. If the person has a known medical condition, example allergies, diabetes, seizures, and you are aware of how to manage it, provide appropriate assistance or medication if available. 7. Provide comfort and reassurance. Stay with the person and provide reassurance. Keep them calm and comfortable while waiting for medical help. Reassure them that help is on the way. 8. Follow instructions from emergency services. If you've called emergency services, follow their instructions carefully. They might provide guidance on what to do until help arrives. 9. Document details. Take note of any important information about the situation, including symptoms, events leading up to the emergency, and any care provided. This information can be helpful for medical professionals. 10. Stay updated. Keep track of the person's condition if they're responsive. Note any changes and communicate these to emergency responders when they arrive. Remember, while these steps can be helpful in managing a medical emergency, it's essential to prioritize your safety and provide assistance within your level of knowledge and training. If you're unsure of what to do, seeking immediate professional medical help is always the best course of action. Emergency exit procedures and passenger evacuation. Emergency exit procedures and passenger evacuation are critical in ensuring the safety of everyone on board in the event of an emergency. Here are the steps involved in emergency exit procedures and passenger evacuation. 1. Stay calm and alert. In an emergency situation, stay calm and encourage others to remain calm as well. Pay attention to any instructions provided by the crew or emergency announcements. 2. Know your surroundings. Familiarize yourself with the location of emergency exits and evacuation routes when boarding the vehicle. Different modes of transportation, planes, buses, trains, etc., have specific exit locations. 3. Follow crew instructions. Listen carefully to any instructions provided by the crew or designated personnel. Follow their guidance on evacuation procedures and movement to emergency exits. 4. Assess the situation. If it's safe to do so, assess the nature and severity of the emergency. Determine the best exit route based on the situation. 5. Help others. Assist those who may need help, such as children, elderly passengers, or individuals with disabilities, in reaching the nearest emergency exit. Encourage others to remain calm and move quickly, but without causing panic. 6. Leave belongings behind. In an emergency, leave personal belongings behind. Focus on evacuating quickly and efficiently. 7. Use exit aids. If provided, use emergency exit aids such as evacuation slides, life rafts, or emergency exits marked for use in specific situations. 8. Move to safety. Once outside, move to a safe distance from the vehicle or area to avoid potential hazards or secondary emergencies. 9. Follow instructions outside. Follow any additional instructions given by emergency responders or crew members once outside the vehicle. This might include moving to designated assembly areas or receiving further assistance. 10. Stay informed. Stay informed about the situation and follow any updates or instructions provided by authorities or emergency personnel. It's crucial to be familiar with emergency exit locations and procedures before starting a journey. Pay attention to safety briefings, read safety information cards, and mentally note the nearest exits. In case of an emergency, remaining calm, following instructions, and assisting others can significantly contribute to a safe and orderly evacuation. In the event of mechanical breakdowns and vehicle defects while en route, encountering a mechanical breakdown or vehicle defect while en route can be unsettling, but taking appropriate steps can help manage the situation safely. Here's what to do. 1. Safety first. If possible, move your vehicle to a safe location away from traffic. Use hazard lights, cones, or warning triangles to alert other drivers. 2. Assess the situation. Try to identify the problem. Determine if it's a flat tire, engine trouble, overheating, or any other issue. If you're unsure, it might be safer to assume a general mechanical problem. 3. Communicate your situation. Use your phone to notify someone about your location and the issue. Call for roadside assistance or inform friends, family, or relevant authorities. 4. Remain inside the vehicle if safe. If you're on a busy road or in an unsafe location, it might be safer to remain inside your vehicle with your seatbelt fastened. If possible, lock the doors. 5. Exit the vehicle if necessary. If you're in a safer area away from traffic, exit the vehicle cautiously away from the flow of traffic. Use reflective markers if available to increase visibility. 6. Attempt basic fixes, if safe. If you have the necessary knowledge and tools, attempt minor repairs or fixes, such as changing a tire or adding coolant. However, only do so if it's safe and won't endanger yourself or others. 7. Call for roadside assistance. Use your phone to call for roadside assistance or a towing service if needed. Many vehicle insurance policies include roadside assistance services. 8. Wait in a safe place. While waiting for help to arrive, remain in a safe area away from traffic. Stay alert and watch for any signs of assistance or emergency responders. 9. Consider professional help. If you're unable to resolve the issue or determine the problem, seek professional help from a mechanic or technician. 10. Document the incident. Keep a record of what happened, including the time, location, nature of the problem, and any actions you took. This information can be helpful for insurance claims or future reference. Handling a breakdown or vehicle defect while en route requires prioritizing safety, assessing the situation, and seeking appropriate assistance. If you're unsure about how to proceed or if the situation feels unsafe, it's best to call for professional help and avoid putting yourself or others at risk. How to manage medical emergencies. Managing medical emergencies involves swift action, remaining calm, and prioritizing the safety and well-being of the affected individual. Here's a general guideline for handling medical emergencies. 1. Assess the situation. Quickly assess the person's condition. Check for responsiveness by asking questions or gently shaking their shoulders. 2. Call for help. If the situation is serious or beyond your capability to handle, call emergency services immediately or ask someone nearby to call for help. Provide clear information about the situation, the person's condition, and the location. 3. Safety first. Ensure the safety of the affected individual and yourself. If there are immediate dangers, such as a car accident or an unsafe environment, move the person to a safer location if it can be done safely. 4. Check ABCs. Assess the person's airway, breathing, and circulation, or ABCs. Ensure their airway is clear. Check for breathing and assess if there's a pulse. Perform CPR if the person is not breathing and has no pulse if you're trained to do so. 5. Control bleeding if present. If there's severe bleeding, apply direct pressure to the wound using a clean cloth or bandage. Elevate the affected limb if possible and continue applying pressure until help arrives. 6. Follow basic first aid. Administer first aid if you're trained and it's safe to do so. For example, manage choking, treat burns, or assist in cases of allergic reactions if you know how to respond appropriately. 7. Comfort and reassurance. Stay with the person, provide reassurance, and keep them calm. Reassure them that help is on the way. Maintain a comforting presence to alleviate their anxiety. 8. Document information. If possible, document information about the situation, symptoms, any first aid provided, and details of the incident. This information can be helpful for medical professionals. 9, follow emergency instructions. Follow any instructions provided by emergency services over the phone until help arrives. They might provide guidance on what to do until professional help arrives. 10, stay informed. Stay informed about the person's condition if they're responsive. Note any changes and communicate these to emergency responders when they arrive. Remember, while these steps can be helpful in managing a medical emergency, it's crucial to prioritize your safety and provide assistance within your level of knowledge and training. If you're unsure of what to do, seeking immediate professional medical help is always the best course of action. Emergency exit procedures and passenger evacuation. Emergency exit procedures and passenger evacuation protocols are critical for ensuring the safety of individuals in various modes of transportation. The specific procedures may vary depending on the type of vehicle or setting, but here are general steps involved in emergency exit procedures and passenger evacuation. 1. Stay calm and alert. Remain calm and encourage others to stay calm as well. Listen for instructions from crew members or emergency announcements. 2. Know your surroundings. Familiarize yourself with the location of emergency exits and evacuation routes when boarding the vehicle. Pay attention to safety briefings and read safety information cards. 3. Follow crew instructions. Listen carefully to any instructions provided by the crew or designated personnel. Follow their guidance on evacuation procedures and movement to emergency exits. 4. Assess the situation. If it's safe to do so, assess the nature and severity of the emergency. Determine the best exit route based on the situation and follow the designated evacuation path. 5. Assist others. Assist those who may need help, such as children, elderly passengers, or individuals with disabilities, in reaching the nearest emergency exit. Encourage others to remain calm and move quickly, but without causing panic. 6. Leave belongings behind. In an emergency, leave personal belongings behind. Focus on evacuating quickly and efficiently. 7. Use exit aids. If provided, use emergency exit aids such as evacuation slides, life rafts, or emergency exits marked for use in specific situations. 8. Move to safety. Once outside, move to a safe distance from the vehicle or area to avoid potential hazards or secondary emergencies. 9. Follow instructions outside. Follow any additional instructions given by emergency responders or crew members once outside the vehicle. This might include moving to designated assembly areas or receiving further assistance. 10. Stay informed. Stay informed about the situation and follow any updates or instructions provided by authorities or emergency personnel. Emergency exit procedures are crucial for ensuring an orderly and safe evacuation in case of an unexpected situation. It's essential to familiarize yourself with these procedures beforehand and remain attentive to crew instructions or emergency announcements when traveling. Common causes of vehicle fires. Vehicle fires can be terrifying and dangerous, often caused by a combination of factors. Here are some common causes. 1. Electrical malfunctions. Short circuits, faulty wiring, or malfunctioning electrical components can lead to vehicle fires. Overloading circuits, worn out insulation, or exposed wires increase the risk. 2. Fuel system issues. Leaks or damage to the fuel system, including the fuel lines, injectors, or fuel tanks, can cause flammable liquids to ignite when exposed to heat sources, sparks, or electrical arcs. Engine overheating. Overheating of the engine due to coolant leaks, a malfunctioning cooling system, or an oil leak can lead to a fire if the high temperatures cause nearby flammable materials to ignite. 4. Exhaust system problems. Damage or leaks in the exhaust system can allow hot exhaust gases to come into contact with nearby combustible materials, potentially leading to a fire. 5. Lack of maintenance. Poor maintenance, neglecting regular vehicle inspections, and ignoring warning signs such as unusual smells, smoke, or dashboard warnings can increase the risk of vehicle fires. 6. Spilled fluids. Accidental spills of flammable fluids like oil, gasoline, brake fluid, or other automotive fluids can create a fire hazard, especially when exposed to high temperatures or electrical sources. 7. Collision or mechanical failure. Vehicle collisions or mechanical failures, such as brake problems, transmission issues, or problems with the catalytic converter, can generate enough heat to ignite combustible materials. 8, arson or sabotage. In rare cases, vehicle fires can be intentionally caused by vandalism, arson, or sabotage. 9, smoking in vehicles. Improperly disposed of cigarettes, cigars, or other smoking materials can ignite flammable materials inside the vehicle. Preventing vehicle fires involves regular vehicle maintenance, prompt repairs of electrical issues, monitoring fluid leaks, and being vigilant about any unusual smells, smoke, or warning signs in the vehicle. Responding quickly to signs of potential problems can help mitigate the risk of a fire. What to do in case of a fire? If a fire breaks out on a bus while you're driving, immediate action is crucial to ensure the safety of passengers and yourself. Here's a step-by-step guide on what to do as a bus driver in the event of a fire. 1. Signal and pull over safely. Activate the hazard lights and signal your intention to pull over to the side of the road. Choose a safe location away from traffic where passengers can evacuate if necessary. 2. Communicate with passengers. Announce calmly but urgently that there's a fire on board and instruct passengers to remain calm and follow your directions. Encourage them to prepare for evacuation if needed. 3. Stop the bus. Bring the bus to a complete stop and turn off the engine. Ensure that the bus is in park or the appropriate gear and engage the parking brake to prevent any movement. 4. Assess the situation. Quickly assess the location and severity of the fire. If it's safe to do so and the fire is small and manageable, attempt to extinguish it using a fire extinguisher if available. 5. Evacuation procedures. If the fire is not controllable or if smoke and flames are spreading rapidly, immediately initiate the evacuation procedures. Open all doors and emergency exits to facilitate a quick evacuation. 6. Direct passengers. Direct passengers to exit the bus calmly and swiftly. Instruct them to leave belongings behind and move away from the bus to a safe distance. 7. Assist passengers. If necessary, assist passengers, especially those who may require help, such as individuals with disabilities, elderly passengers, or children, in evacuating the bus safely. 8. Contact emergency services. Once passengers are safely evacuated, call emergency services immediately and provide them with the location, details of the fire, and the number of passengers on board. 9. Remain calm and alert. Maintain composure and stay alert to monitor the situation and ensure that all passengers have evacuated safely. 10. Do not re-enter the bus. Do not re-enter the bus once all passengers are evacuated. Wait for emergency responders to arrive and handle the situation. Prioritizing passenger safety, effective communication, and quick evacuation are essential in managing a fire emergency on a bus. Regular training in emergency procedures and staying updated on safety protocols can greatly assist in responding effectively to such situations. How to manage security breaches. Recognizing and managing security breaches on a bus involves being vigilant, identifying potential threats, and taking prompt action to ensure passenger safety. Here's a guide on recognizing and managing security breaches. 1. Be observant. Stay vigilant and observe the behavior of passengers and individuals boarding the bus. Look for suspicious activities, unusual behavior, or items that could pose a threat. 2. Recognize warning signs. Watch for signs of potential security breaches, such as passengers acting aggressively, making threats, carrying suspicious packages, or exhibiting unusual behavior. 3. Stay informed. Stay updated on security protocols and procedures provided by the transportation company or local authorities. Be familiar with emergency contact information and response protocols. 4. Immediate action. If you suspect a security breach or notice suspicious behavior, notify your dispatcher or control center immediately, providing details of the situation and the location of the bus. If it's safe to do so, try to de-escalate the situation by calmly addressing the individuals involved and requesting compliance with safety rules. Avoid confrontation or escalating the situation further. 5. Secure the bus. If necessary, secure the bus by stopping at a safe location, activating emergency lights, and preventing further boarding until the situation is resolved. 6. Cooperate with authorities. Follow instructions from law enforcement or emergency responders if they are called to manage the situation. Provide them with accurate and timely information about the security breach. 7. Ensure passenger safety. Prioritize the safety of passengers. Communicate calmly and reassuringly with passengers, keeping them informed about the situation and any necessary actions to be taken. 8. Document the incident. After the situation is resolved, document the incident by providing a detailed report to the transportation company or relevant authorities. Include all relevant information and actions taken. 9. Follow up and review. Participate in any follow-up discussions or reviews conducted by the transportation company to analyze the incident and improve security measures. Recognizing security breaches and managing them effectively requires a combination of observation, quick decision-making, and adherence to established protocols. Being prepared and responsive is essential to ensure the safety and security of passengers and personnel on board.